Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Before we get out of here, let's talk about some of these coaching hires, Baldy, because it's been a busy week. All right, so Sean Payton's going to be the next coach of the Broncos. Did they want him and not want him? Did they want D'Amico Ryans? And Ryans was like, I'm going to Houston. And they went, oh, crap, we got to go get Sean Payton. Either way, he ends up there, and they end up giving up picks, which I didn't think they wanted to do, but it's okay. I think they got the better guy for their situation, right? They got to get that offense right. 16 points a game. But it's one of the worst offenses in the league. So what do you think about Payton going to Denver?
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't know if D'Amico was, you know, choice number one. He goes to Houston. Okay, what are we doing? Here's choice number two. I mean, I just remember the Eagles. They wanted Brandon Staley bad. They wanted, you know, your coach down Atlanta really bad. Those were the first two picks. And then they started, like, scrambling and interviewing everybody. And then, you know, Andy Weidel, Nick Sirianni, and Andy's now in Pittsburgh, but he was in Philadelphia. And, like, what about Nick Sirianni? And they're like, well, what about him? Like, and they called him. He was on the golf course down in Florida. And Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman, they're all down in West Palm Beach. Next thing you know, here comes, you know, Nick Sirianni in a pair of golf shorts, and he shows up for an interview. So, like, the point is, like, okay, you could want D'Amico or you could want so-and-so. Doesn't mean, like, that's the right choice. So Nick Sirianni was the right choice. I don't know that anybody, Staley or, you know, Arthur, you know, Smith would – I don't know if any of those guys would have been better choices. That's number one. Number two, look, Sean Payton is a proven coach. He's got a really good defense. That helps him a lot. We'll see what his staff looks like. That's going to be important. But he's got to get Russell Wilson right, you know, and he's got to get him in an offense where he really understands spacing. He understands the screen game. He understands all the things that Sean likes to do and all the late night game planning that goes into it. If you're going up against Aaron Donald, how are you going to handle Aaron Donald? Like all the things that Sean Payton is great at, it seems like that's exactly what Russell Wilson needs. Like, and I'm not saying that he didn't have that last year or he didn't have it in Seattle, but everything that I've ever heard is he wants to burn the midnight oil. He wants to be in the game plan meetings. So he's going to get what I think he craves from Sean Payton.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened with Nathaniel Hackett. He ends up as the OC with the Jets. I don't know if we will ever know, but I will say this. The pressure's on Russ to get it done. Because if it doesn't work with Sean, it's you.
Yep.
All right? Nathaniel was here. He's gone. Now Sean comes in here. And if this offense looks like crap and you're still, you know, you're having a bad season, 16 touchdown passes this last year for Russell Wilson. That's a joke compared to what we've seen him do in Seattle.
But I'll say this, though, Carl. I've always believed this. Coaching matters.
It does. No question
about it, okay? And it's a difference in this league. But as a player, I'm not letting bad coaching or inferior coaching stop me from being a great player. So you can say, okay, Nate Hackett, you know, he's not up to it, whatever. Okay. It's on the quarterback. Still the quarterback to want to be great and to figure things out. Or the right guard or whatever. You want to be a great player. You'll figure out how to be a great player. And I think that's where Russell Wilson is at right now. Now, the fact that he's united, you know, with basically a Hall of Fame coach in Sean Payton, you're right. If he can't play at a high level this year, then it's on Russell.
Nathaniel Hackett, is he better as an OC? Is he better as a coordinator than a head coach? I mean, look, it's a year sample space. We've seen guys get fired in these situations, leave, go have success elsewhere, and you go, well, it didn't work there. It doesn't mean he's not a head coach. I don't want to label him, but Baldy, it was an uninspiring hire for me with the Jets. Yeah. I didn't feel like that moved the needle. If I'm a Jets fan, and we've talked about the Jets a lot because there's a lot to talk about, it didn't do anything for me. I mean, when I heard that Robert Saleh was going to hire him, I know they have a history and that matters and they work together in Jacksonville, but I was like, it didn't get me like excited that, oh, hey, Zach Wilson's going to take the next step, you know?
Well, I'm with you. I'm a Nate Hackett fan, but it's hard to after – I mean, Denver was the worst offense in football. So it's hard if you're a Jet fan going, do we screw up again? I mean, because the Jets have this history of screwing up, right? They go, do we screw up? I mean, every Jet fan is going, do we just screw up again? We just got the head coach of the worst offense in football. Like, why is that good? You know, and so they got to make it work. They got a ton of young talent. Elijah Moore, Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall. There's just a ton of really good young players there. They deserve a really bright offensive line. Now, you know, the immediate speculation was, okay, Aaron Rodgers is going to go. Well, all right, maybe he does. I'm not exactly in love with Aaron Rodgers going anywhere because the guys I just mentioned, Elijah, Garrett, Breece, they're 21-year-old kids, 22-year-old kids.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if – they're going to look at a 40-year-old quarterback, regardless of what his name is, and go, boy, I can't wait to work with him. Because, like, if Aaron Rodgers is in play in New York, the first thing if I'm Joe Douglas or if I'm Robert Saleh, and I'm thinking about making the move to Aaron Rodgers, I'm like, okay, look, we'll bring you on, but we need you here every day. Like, I need you here in the building every day. We got a bunch of young guys. We're going to build our timing right now, April, May, June, the way Aikman did with Michael Irvin every day out there at Valley Ranch in Dallas and the way so many other quarterbacks has. You can't say, okay, well, go down and have your fun in Peru and South America, do what you do, or go to Hawaii for 2 months and we'll see you in June. Like, you can't do that. Like, I think it hurt to Green Bay. And I could be speaking completely wrong here, but I think the offseason with young players makes a big difference. I know Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia was there every day, Carl, every day. Like, and he was running with these guys, lifting with these guys around Devontae, around AJ. Like, he was there every day with them. And that makes a big difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It matters. Baldy, and this is a sidebar, and I got to ask you about Vic Fangio and D'Amico Ryans here. But this is why the San Francisco quarterback situation is such a big deal now. You're not – if Purdy's out 6 months – you're missing OTAs. You're missing all that work, okay, I'm going through here, that you need to really prepare for this season. Guys can talk about, oh, it doesn't matter. Yes, it does. When you're a young quarterback and you're trying to build that continuity and the chemistry and you're trying to build, hey, I'm going to be the leader, you have to be there. So you've got Trey Lance coming off of an injury and you got Purdy. And all of a sudden now, OTAs and all this stuff that they say doesn't matter, it does. And you'll roll around and you get to camp and that work hasn't been done. And now it puts you behind the eight ball. So I totally agree with you. I think
Purdy's situation is pretty interesting to me because if you get the Tommy John surgery, which is one of the recommendations, you're out a year. Like you might not even play this year. We know baseball and all the guys that had it. It's a year recovery. If you take another route, maybe no surgery or a different type of surgery, you could say 6 months. But in that case, you still don't know if you're going to get a healthy elbow or not. You know, a lot of times, I had the Jones fracture in my foot 1 year, and we tried to fuse it just in a walking boot. And, you know, I did that for 3 months, and it didn't heal one bit. Mm. So 3 months later, then I get the surgery. So now you're three. Yes. Now you're 3 months behind, and you're like, why didn't I just get the surgery to begin with? You know, then I'll be on a better schedule. So that's part of the issue. But yes, San Francisco's right now is in a very precarious position. If you almost feel like they have to go outside and find a quarterback for the offseason and to start the season if these guys aren't going to be ready.
No doubt. D'Amico Ryan's a good fit. I know he said he wanted to go back home. Listen, I think the Texans have been a joke as far as the front office and how they've handled things. I know they've hired black coaches, but they've also fired black coaches literally the next year. My trepidation, Baldy, is are they really going to give this guy a shot? Are they going to give him 3 years?
Well, every coach, if you're going to hire a guy, you have to give him 3 years. Otherwise, you did a bad job. You did a bad job in the whole hiring process. Now, there's nobody out there that's saying that D'Amico Ryans isn't ready and isn't a good hire. I can't – we won't know until he you know, puts the whistle around his neck and he takes charge. We got to see what his staff looks like.
Sure.
But that looks like a mountain to climb. That, I mean, culture, talent.
Yep.
You know, every time you're one and done, does Laramie Tunsil want to be there? There's just who, Jalen Petrie had a good rookie season. Like, what are you building around? Does the general manager know what he's doing? Like, these are just fair questions. Because you can't say that, you know, the hires that they've made were good hires. And I'm not saying Lovie Smith or David, you know, wasn't good. But you blew them out before they could ever really put a footprint in that building. And so it looks awfully dysfunctional from the outside. And that's probably not fair. Like, I remember Bobby Stoops was told me one time, he was coaching with Steve Spurrier at University of Florida. And there was a bunch of jobs came open and he interviewed and he didn't get the jobs. And he was a little bummed out. Steve told him, Bobby Stoops, he goes, you know, not every job is the right job. Mm-hmm. And the next year he waited, he got the Oklahoma job. He was there for 20 years. Like, I don't know if Houston's a good job. It's home and all that kind of stuff. That's great. I don't know if it's a good job for D'Amico because I want to see him get at least 3 years to turn it around.
That's how I feel. Kellen Moore out as the Cowboys OC. Scapegoat? Because Mike McCarthy's not going to call the plays.
Yeah, to a degree. I thought it was odd, to be honest with you. Mike has always been the play caller, always. And so when he came in and he got the job, all right, here's your offense coordinator. Well, all right. Does it have to be because Jerry said so? Like, I don't know how they work together. You know, I don't know the innovate, how they had internal discussions about what's the best game plan and how you collaborated. I don't have any access to any of that. Yeah, he could be a scapegoat. Look, I mean, the bottom line is Dak has to play better. And if you just look around the league right now in all the openings for offense coordinators or head coaches, in every situation, Carl, you can point to the quarterback going, boy, that was a problem. You can look in Washington. You can look at head coaches in Indy. You can look at all these places. The quarterback position was a failure in every one of these positions. And that's just a fact of life right now. If your quarterback isn't in the top 10 or 15 quarterbacks in the league, you're as a coordinator, you're getting fired. As a head coach, you're going to end up getting fired.
All right, Baldy, before we get out of here, in the huddle, subscribe, guys. We're back next week. It's all about the Super Bowl. Baldy's going to be out there. It's going to be a lot of stuff going on. Vic Fangio has yet to sign his deal with the Dolphins. What do you know? Is something going on there? Because it was reported that he was going to be the new DC. Is something kind of weird? What's happening?
Well, I mean, D'Amico goes to Houston. So there's an opening for a defensive coordinator in San Francisco. And, you know, Vic had the number one defense in football in San Francisco. They led the league in takeaways 1 year with Justin Smith and Alden Smith, like all those guys. And so
that was the Harbaugh years, right? The Harbaugh years.
Yeah.
Okay.
So are you, you know, is Vic going, okay, I can go to Miami and they've got talent. The quarterback situation is up in the air, but I could go to the 49ers and I've got the number one defense in football. And all I got to do is maintain it or tweak it.
Yeah.
That's just me from 10,000 feet, Carl.
Absolutely. It makes total sense.
I'm not in any of these buildings. I'm not looking for any, like Adam Schefter and all these guys, they can go all do all that work. That's not what I want to do. But to me, when I saw D'Amico go and leave San Francisco, Vic did a great job in San Francisco. And I think Vic is a really good defense coordinator. He was in a lot of different places. But To me, if I was Vic and I had a choice between Miami and San Francisco, I'd go to San Francisco.
Yeah, I met Vic back when he was with Dom Capers, and Dom was great. And those two guys, defensive minds, I mean, I learned a lot around those guys, and he's really good. I mean, listen, he didn't do well in Denver as a head coach. He's a hell of a defensive coordinator. So
and every player, Khalil Mack, I mean, just Justin Smith, you talk to anybody that's ever played, you know, Von Miller, you talk to any guys that have played for him, they'll tell you. Like, he keeps it simple, but it's really effective. And so wherever he goes, the defense gets better. That's just his track record. I was in Philadelphia. We went to New Orleans, beat the Saints in the Super Bowl in a playoff game one time. And there's Vic coaching the Dome Patrol in New Orleans. You know, the Dome Patrol was like, that was a hell of a group. And, you know, that was Vic's, you know, stamp on that team.
That was Mills, right? That was the Mills defense.
Yep. Sure was.
Yeah, he was a hell of a player.
Ray Jackson.
Yeah. The linebacking core was great. Baldy, you're great. Appreciate you, man, as always. We're glad that you're here. We're glad that you're checking us out, giving us a chance, guys. We're going to roll through the offseason. There's going to be so much to talk about, so many offseason stories. We'll try to give you some inside perspective and also take you inside the huddle. So we'll do it again next week, Tuesday, Thursday. Subscribe, like us. We appreciate you guys being here. Baldy, have a great day, man. Enjoy.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks, Carl.